Thank you for calling the Alabama on the Plumber Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Kiana Fields. I was calling in regards to filing a claim for unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling to file a new claim. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I tried to do it online, but they said that I needed to give you guys a call.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize that you wasn't able to file a new claim on our website. Now, what I can do for you, I could be able to take a look at your account for you, and also I could be able to help you file a new claim for you. Can I please have your Social Security number?
Yes, ma'am. 417-411-986.
Can you repeat your Social Security number back to me? I want to make sure I got it correctly for you.
Yes, ma'am. It's 417-411-986.
Thank you. Can you verify your name for me?
Yes, ma'am. Kiana. My middle name is Marcella. My last name is Phil.
Thank you. Can you verify your driver's license number for me?
Yes, ma'am. 832-9865.
Thank you. Can you verify your mother's maiden name for me?
Yes, ma'am. Lakeidra, her middle name Benea, and her last name Field.
Thank you. Can you verify your birthday for me?
Yes, ma'am. March 9th, 1993.
Thank you. You do not have an active claim. Please file an initial claim. So, therefore, I will be able to help you file a new claim for you. I'm going to ask you some questions. What is your preferred language?
English.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance, TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your first name is Kiana. Can you please confirm the spelling for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's K-I-A-N as in newborn, A.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your last name is Fields. Can you please confirm the spelling for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's F-I-E-L-D-S.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Can you verify your phone number for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 205-381-1217.
Thank you. And that's going to be 205-381-1217.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your date of birth is March 9th, 1993.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your mother's maiden name is Fields.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And what is your driver's license state?
It's Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your driver's license number is 832-9865.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. What is your race?
It's black.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be black.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your ethnicity? Is it non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be non-Hispanic.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your gender?
Female.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be female.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Okay. Is that going to be high school diploma?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your residential address is 1775 7th Street Northwest.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your residential city and state is Centerpoint, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Just to confirm, your residential zip code is 35215.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. What is your occupation?
Nothing right now.
What was your occupation?
I was a data entry specialist.
Okay, that's going to be data entry specialist.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I do have some options for you. I do see computed, tomographic, and magnetic resonance and imaging CT MRI technology.
I guess computing. I'm not sure.
Okay, so basically that means operating magnetic resonance imaging MRI scanners. Monitor patients safely. Okay.
Oh no, ma'am.
I do see MRI technologists.
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I do see data entry and information processing workers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What's that?
Yes, ma'am. Do you work for the union?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I just enrolled in school.
Okay, so that's going to be considered as yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your number trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I'm available.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Not too far. I guess 5 to 10 miles. I guess. I don't have a car anymore. My car broke down.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Is 5 miles okay?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$36.
Okay, that's going to be $36.
How much money? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. What is the lowest amount that you'll sell?
$16 an hour.
Okay, that's going to be $16.
Yes, ma'am. $16 an hour. I'm assuming. Like, hourly? I'm sorry. I haven't done this in so long. I don't know what I'm doing.
No worries at all. And that's going to be $16. Is that correct?
Is it for hourly?
Yes, ma'am. Per hour.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I have a temporary license, but it's invalid, but I haven't been selling anything right now.
Okay, so do you get paid commission, and do you have, like, a real estate license?
No, ma'am. I don't get paid anything right now.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
What was it again? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama where a employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 10/1/2022 and 9/30/2023?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and they are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
My checking account, I think it's still on file. It hasn't changed. I still have that same account.
Okay, so therefore, do you want to go ahead and keep your direct deposit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of your previous employer?
It was Smart Tech. I'm not sure what their actual, name is.
Okay, you said the name of it is Smart Tech?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is that going to be the name of your pay stub? Can you be able to take a look for me or your W-2?
Yes, ma'am. I can check my W-2. I still have it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You only have 2 minutes to retrieve that information.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get right now. I think that's not it. American Cemetery. There it is. I'm opening it right now. I'm sorry. It is, yes, ma'am. It is Smart Tech LLC.
Okay, that's going to be Smart Tech LLC.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
And then I had another paper. It wasn't like by hand. I had my previous employer before Smart Tech. It was Rose International as well.
Okay, that's going to be Rose International. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure, Rose is spelled R-O-S-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, just to be sure, it's the address for Rose International. It's at 16305 Swickley Ridge Road, Suite 350, Chesterfield, Missouri.
Yep, that's it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome.
What is your employer phone number?
It for Rose International?
Yes, ma'am.
Their number, I just had it pulled up. I'm sorry. I just had this number. They gave it to me. And it's for the HR department. They gave me HR's number. It is 636-812-4000.
Okay. And that's going to be 636-812-4000.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your work location, city and state?
For Smart Tech?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be for Rose International.
Oh, when I worked from home virtually with them from June 2023 until October of 2023, we were working from home. I was working from my home address at 1775 7th Street Northwest.
Okay, what city and state?
Oh, Birmingham or Centerpoint, Alabama, 35215.
Okay, which one that you want me to put down for you, Birmingham or Centerpoint?
It didn't matter. Sometimes automatically in the system it'll go to Centerpoint, so I guess Centerpoint.
Okay, I could be able to put in Centerpoint for you, and that's gonna be Centerpoint, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
I can give you. My start date was June 26, 2023.
Okay, that's going to be June 26, 2023.
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you had work?
It was, give me one, payroll notification. Okay. It was October 6th. And I can actually pull up from the lady that was talking to us. Nicole. I just want to confirm. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I give you accurate information as possible. Start details. Okay. Guess it'll pull up. Okay, there it is. So employment project ends on October 6th, 2023. Yes, that was correct. I just wanted to confirm for you.
Okay, that's going to be October the 6th, 2023.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Why are you no longer working?
Our contract ended.
Okay, did you voluntarily quit or have you been discharged?
No, ma'am. I believe they just discharged us. They told us that our project ended on October 6, 2023. I have an email that she sent me.
Yes, ma'am. You said you've been discharged?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And could you say the reasons because of misconduct?
No, ma'am.
Dishonest or criminal act?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Positive drug test?
No, ma'am.
Falsified records?
No, ma'am.
Tardiness?
No, ma'am.
Absentees?
No, ma'am.
Insubordination?
No, ma'am.
Unsatisfactory work?
No, ma'am.
Violation of company policy?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Could you say lack of work?
No, ma'am.
Corporate downsizing?
No, ma'am. Not that I know of.
Reorganization and restructuring?
Repeat that.
Yes, ma'am. Reorganization and restructuring.
No, ma'am.
Reduction in force?
No, ma'am.
Lack of transportation?
No, ma'am.
Disciplinary suspension?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Working part-time?
No, ma'am.
Strike a lockout?
No, ma'am.
No reason given?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the reason gonna be because no reason is given?
Yes, ma'am. They just said project ends on that date. They didn't tell us like why or anything. They just told us that our project was done and they ended our contract.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that, ma'am. I really do hope that you find the job that you're looking for.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure. And what is the name and the title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Nicole Wheeler.
Okay, you said her name is Nicole Willard, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you spell that last name just to be sure?
Yes, ma'am. So it'll start out as Wheel, W-H-E-E-L, and then E-R at the end.
Thank you so much for the information. And her name is Nicole Willard. Was she your manager, your supervisor, the HR?
She was someone that I needed to speak with if I needed to talk with someone at the temp, I guess the temp company. Under her email letterhead, it was senior resource delivery associate, but that's who we reported to at all times.
Okay. So she's the delivery associate. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. What date were you informed of termination?
It was, let me check that date. It was on September 19th, 2023.
Okay, that's going to be on September the
19th, 2023. Yes, ma'am.
Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
She just said, "Hi, Kiana. I am reaching out in reference to your contract at Regions Bank. We have been notified that your position is scheduled to end October 6, 2023. And then it just says, please update your resume with this current experience and apply for new opportunities. We may be supporting in your area by going to www.roseint.com. Please let me know if you have any questions or concerns regarding this matter. Thank you, Nicole."
Okay, so basically she just said, "Hi, Kiana," and she just reaching out to end your position. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you do to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I asked about any other jobs that might be, you know, around that were similar to what I had, such as having a work-from-home job because of my limited transportation with my car breaking down. And they didn't have anything.
Okay, so therefore, you just asked about any other jobs that was more similar to the job that you had.
Yes, ma'am. And even when I did get my car fixed, but I couldn't go too far just in case to risk, you know, breaking down and being stranded. I tried to find something else as far as that within the company, but they didn't have any positions. There were positions that were like out of state in California and all of that.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am, not that I know of.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. You are certified that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments of fraud penalties. Do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Birmingham? Is it Enterprise? Is it Selma? Is it Phoenix City? Or is it none of the above? Can you hear me okay? Hello? 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 Disconnect due to no response. Disconnect due to no response.